Tell me, Windsor. The voice stopped Kinsey mid-marker stroke as red flared at the edges of her vision like a warning signal. She didn't have to turn around to know he was smirking, leaning against her doorway with crossed arms, wearing a classic dress shirt that would pull around the buttons, holding on for their lives. Not that she'd ever paid that close attention. It was simply hard to miss. Tell you what, Mr. Lancaster. She replaced the cap on the marker and turned to face her workplace nemesis. Sure enough, he was in the predetermined position, but the smirk he was wearing ran deeper than her vivid imagination could conjure. He hummed, looking around her classroom like a bird of prey before landing his deep brown eyes, many shades darker than his chestnut hair, on her. What exactly are you hoping for that is such a dangerous thing? Before she could respond, he dropped his arms and strode into her room as if it were his own, only stopping when he was a yardstick away from her, not caring that she took a small step backward. Kinsey's pulse jumped, loud enough she was certain he could hear it. His voice dropped, lower, rougher, toying. Are you holding out hope to date me? If so, I'll take you out of here right now. Dinner, movie, maybe I'll even kiss you. No more dangerous thoughts on your end. It can be a one-and-done situation, yeah? The insufferable man dared to wink. Kinsey burned with fury, and she wasn't sure she'd be able to control her tongue if she opened her mouth. She released her breath and closed her eyes, but when she opened them, he had stepped even closer. If she reached out her arm, she'd touch him if she didn't bend at the elbow. Fear echoed in the quick beat of her heart, and her voice trembled. Please leave, Mr. Lancaster. I don't have time for your petulance today. Do you have a date? Nick maneuvered to her side, leaning against the board, feigning a pout. Kinsey exhaled at the distance created. Man, it sucks to be me right now. I'm pretty sure it always sucks to be you, Mr. Lancaster.